Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing? How are you doing?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. I'm CB, your hostess with the mostest, and the gang's all here. Ms. Mimi Acosta, Mr. George, Biker Boy Holman, and Mr. Roger Hawkins. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, and happy anniversary for another show.
What up?
Hey.
Well, we know no good.
That's it. We know no good. So we have a great show for everyone tonight. Don't know what happened a minute ago, but hey, we're going to soldier on. Anyway, we have a great show for you guys tonight. So we're just going to dive on into it. Now, how's everybody's weekend going? And happy Valentine's Day. This is Valentine's Day, our Valentine's Day show. As well as our anniversary show. How is everyone doing today, and how did you celebrate your Valentine's Day?
What'd you do?
Keep it PG.
I did some bad things. I am trying to keep it PG. I smiled.
There it
like
is.
The sun is on me right
you
now.
You say PG, what? PG 75?
Right. I know what that means.
I had a great Valentine for a change. A very good one. So I'm going to just keep it right there. Clean, nice, sweet, to the point. Yeah.
Whatever. Oh. That's cool. I actually worked a little bit, so, you know. I had to work a little bit, but it is like it is. Other than that, it was pretty cool. Just hung with the family, mainly. So, nothing too fancy, schmancy. What'd you get into, G?
Chill, watch the TV.
Oh,
and,
so that's what we're hearing. Okay.
Yeah, watch some TV, and I made dinner and watch some more TV. That was it. We didn't do nothing.
Watch some more TV.
Right.
More TV.
No fancy Valentine's Day this year.
I think after a certain point, people are just kind of over it. Some people, not everybody, but, you know, some people are just like, ask whatever. So, I mean, you can hang out a little bit, but the whole spending extra just to do the same thing? Nah.
No, to do the same thing every day. Cook,
well,
love.
Right, and I mean, like, why would you spend, like, two, three times more on one day, you know?
I wanted to do a little extra just to show my appreciation, but I had so much going on, it just didn't happen. Next thing I know, I woke up and it was Valentine's Day.
Hey, but the cool thing about that is you don't need one day to do it. That's just commercialized. You do it on a Wednesday, do it just because. So that's what's cool. I think that's the getting older part. We learn about that.
Yeah.
You ain't got to have Hallmark tell you how to do it, you know.
Right.
Although I appreciate that at Hallmark paid for my college.
Well, being that it's Valentine's Day, I thought our listeners would love to know the origin of Valentine's Day, which occurs every February 14th across the United States and in other places around the world. What is that? Candy, flowers, and gifts are exchanged between loved ones, all in the name of St. Valentine. But who is this mysterious saint, and where did these traditions come from? Well, we're going to find out the history and the meaning of Valentine's Day. So it's from the ancient Roman ritual of Lupercalia that welcomed spring to the card-giving customs of Victorian England. So that's basically, you know, where it came from. So the legend of St. Valentine. The history of the holiday and the story of its patron saint is shrouded in mystery. So we do know that February has long been celebrated as a month of romance, and that St. Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition. But who was St. Valentine, and how did he become associated with the ancient rite? Well, according to the Catholic Church, they recognize at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. One legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families. He outlawed marriage for young men. And Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. So when Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. Still others insist that it was St. Valentine of Terni, a bishop who was the true namesake of the holiday. He too was beheaded by Claudius II outside of Rome. Other stories suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons, where they were often beaten and tortured. But according to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself after he fell in love with a young girl, possibly his jailer's daughter, who visited him during his confinement. And before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed "From Your Valentine," an expression that is still in use today. Although the truth behind the Valentine legend is murky, the stories all emphasize his appeal as a sympathetic, heroic, and most importantly, romantic figure. By the Middle Ages, perhaps, thanks to his reputation, Valentine would become one of the most popular saints in England and France. So that's basically a little history for you for St. Valentine's Day. So it definitely is a holiday for lovers. Or if you're like me and you find love in yourself, and I encourage everyone to always love yourself. And celebrate Valentine's Day. Do something for you. I celebrated Valentine's Day. I went to the salon. I went to Paul Mitchell. Shout out to everyone at the Paul Mitchell Salon and Ernesto Perez. I love you, love. You got your girl looking amazing. So we can thank Ernesto Perez.
We got to see if we hear that name Ernesto in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
If her Spanish gets better, we know.
Well, my regular stylist is Bentley McCall of Beauty by Bentley, but Bentley is planning on moving from Arizona, so I will be left without a stylist, or so it seems. Now I have Ernesto Perez of Paul Mitchell, so I'm very, very excited and very pleased. I should say so much.
You start freaking rolling in damn tongues, I'm going to be worried about your ass. I'm going to be like, where is Ernesto?
Right, right. When she starts trilling R's, it's rolling and jerking. Uh-oh. Si, Ernesto, tienes un perro. Then it's going to be like, oh, shit.
And happy Valentine's Day to Ernesto and his boyfriend.
Okay, so,
happy Valentine's Day.
There's a threesome. Brian Johnson said that Valentine's Day is overrated. So that's kind of funny because I think we all know people that are on one side or the other of that particular stance. I think a lot of people feel like
that. He's his father's son.
Is that what it is?
Oh, you telling now? You dismissing?
Right, I was going to say, what did it? What made him feel like that? I'm curious to know.
So that's
he's
my,
his
father's that's my,
son.
So that's my,
in
that's
every sense of the word.
That's my other cousin, Crystal's brother.
Obviously. Apparently.
And they both single.
It's my brother.
So what's that tell you?
My amazing brother. And he's going to be chiming in on the chat because he's got an amazing story for our topic tonight. So
can't wait to get some great insight today. This ought to be good. So can't wait to meet your brother.
She put you out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian Johnson.
Don't ever throw me the crown around
oh,
this.
You're not single.
She's dry snitching. Oh, see, it's getting better. See, it's getting better already, folks. The man's clearing the air, on the air. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to tell your story, bro. Remember your story. It's not your current situation, but it's your past. So it's okay.
Yeah,
it's
well,
great.
Stories are good. Stories are good.
Yeah, wait a minute. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. So here's how you do that. Instead of chatting all that, when it comes your time, you call this number and then you just tell it.
He can't call in. His phone is broke. He can't call in. His phone is broke.
Well, that's going to be a long-ass story.
He has empowered me to tell the story, but he's going to be, like, chatting, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay,
that's
well,
cool.
Uh-huh.
He says he knows you. You really know each other?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys used
I'm
to
sure.
hang out.
That ain't telling me oh, shit. Right. I hang out with a lot of people. I mean, okay. You want to tell me where this crime was committed? And then I'll be like, all right. Yeah, that was me. That's where
all
that is.
All right. All right. All right. Moving on, moving on. So we've all done our greetings. So now it is time for current events. Bum, 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 bum. Here we go. And we lost Roger. All right. So there's so much craziness going on in the news today. Mimi had a story that we were talking about earlier. Do you have it there, Mimi? Because I don't have it.
Okay, well, I said a whole bunch of stuff. But I know that let's just start on the positive and then we can drag on. Where did Roger go? Did we lose him?
Yeah, I
got to read the okay, so we're not losing people out here tonight, people. Anyway, so I really wanted to talk about the Super Bowl performance. What did you guys think about it? I think
it was
awesome.
Was
I mean,
off the chain, I liked
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
It
did
was
too.
Amazing.
I had a great time.
They killed
it. I loved it.
It
was nostalgic.
Yes.
It brought back so many memories. I was like, oh, yes, I remember this. I remember, I'm telling you, Generation X at its finest, they rocked it. They showed how it was done. And now all I see is hate. And it's just, it boggles
right.
my mind.
This is,
you know,
the only negative thing that I had to say about it is that it wasn't long enough. Like, I just really wanted
right.
more. You know, especially from Eminem, because I just love me some Eminem, you know?
I do too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that he didn't get enough time, but Maybe that's all the time he needed, or maybe that's all the time he wanted. I wasn't too I wasn't too thrilled about 50 Cent coming in upside down, but you know what? Whatever works.
Well, that's how his video was,
you know,
in the club.
I mean, you know that,
he filmed it, like, in the beginning of the video, he's hanging. So that's why he did that.
Yeah,
he looked good,
though.
That
whole camp is Dre's team, you know, so Dre really put that together as well.
Yes, Brian, Dre is the man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
And Mary
yes,
J did her little
is.
Thing, and she did her little dance
yeah.
that she be doing. You know? She's very consistent
yeah.
with that. That has to be, she has to do something, patent that dance or something, the Mary J or something.
Man, okay. Yeah, she did her thing. And you know, Dre really showed that he still got it. You know, everyone's always
yeah.
asking, can he still do it? Is he too old? Well, he just showed you. He still got it, you know,
and
just the pure talent.
There was comments out there talking about it was too sexual. I was like, really?
What was sexual about what? Who's performing?
I know,
yeah.
right? Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Unless they were having nasty thoughts when Mary J just dropped on the floor.
I don't know.
Yeah, she was feeling that song.
Kind of
but the thing is, people had negative stuff to say about it. They were like, they didn't like rap. They didn't appreciate that it was rap. They didn't like the song. They just need to say what they really want to say is that it was too black.
Right.
Yeah, I said it. Boom,
right.
Mic drop. It was too black. Period.
Of course, it would have been over. It would have been all kinds of praises if it was Mick Jagger.
Mm.
You know, the
right.
Rolling Stones
okay.
or somebody. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like whenever
a presentation from hip hop,
an artist.
They got to leave them out.
But whenever an artist of color does anything, there's always backlash. There's always criticism,
yeah.
no matter how good something is, how positive it is. People
yeah.
who are in that mindset, they just tear it down and try to devalue it. And it's just this, pardon my French, but this shit needs to stop, period.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And it just angers and infuriates me because
okay,
there's
hold
so
on.
Much.
Here we go. Here we go.
The show was good, and Mary, bro, you're wrong. Mary was good. They all were good. Everybody did their thing. I was so proud of all of them. I thought they did their thing just to be there, to head the Super Bowl. And speaking of Super Bowl next year, guess where? Arizona. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In this stadium, right behind
and,
your
head. And the favorite Uber driver is going to be out there making that movie. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Did
oh,
you see?
Yeah.
Did you see Brian's message? He said that Mary J's voice was garbage, but the show was great. Oh, he said it was trash.
Yeah, that show was amazing.
Yeah, they made
and
it
I
work.
Like
you know,
Mary.
For whatever it's worth, they made it work with Mary.
Indeed.
You know.
Hey,
they did.
Hey,
I don't think she's
the
one that's going
to
be down.
Just
lean
for a second. They can see where the Super Bowl is going to be. Behind
me?
Yeah, it's right behind the head.
Oh,
just
that.
Lean
yeah.
to the left.
Yeah.
The purple building.
It's going to be in Arizona at the State Farm yeah. Dome. It's going to be amazing. So amazing. So you guys got to come to Arizona. You know what? We have to do a Super Bowl show here in Arizona. That would be so cool if we go live, like, say, at a tailgate in the parking lot and sit there and talk to people and interview people. That would be so amazing. A Stevie and the Boys Super Bowl party. Oh, yeah. I like the
oh,
sound
heck
of
yeah.
that.
I like the sound of that, too.
Yeah, that would be kick-ass, especially when the Chiefs go back, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, just the thought of Travis Kelce being in Arizona that close to me is just so comforting.
Right, right.
Roger, are you back with us? He's slowly coming in.
Yeah, a lot going on. Brother had to reboot, but I heard everything. I agree actually with CB talking about, you know, the it was a little too tan out there on the Super Bowl. So that being said, you know, I think everybody thought it was the show was better than the game, but I don't think we cared that much, most of us. So that part.
Yeah. I knew the Rams were going to take it because I rooted for them. Any team I root for usually went, with the exception of the last game with the Chiefs and the Bengals. So I guess I need to rescind that statement because I didn't get that.
We're going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that alone. That's pretty damn funny. Any team you root for,
but we'll
huh?
be back. What do
you
we'll know? Be back.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
be in the Super Bowl next year. And
yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, so, also there was an article about, there's so much craziness right now and so much ridiculousness. Just, where do you begin? Like, really, where do
you
begin?
Well, maybe once we hit the subject matter tonight, we could talk a little bit about, you know, drama and relationships and all the good old stuff that's happening in the relationship world. But there is a lot of craziness going on out there. And I've been reading a lot of stuff happening to our kids out there. So I'm going to just say this one time to all the parents out there. Jesus Christ, please keep your eyes out for these little ones. There's so much happening out there. And you know what? The thing about it is that you can't really stop it. You can't stop a random bullet from killing a child if people are out here shooting. But if you know that you're living in a neighborhood that's, like, prone to shit happening, just, like, man, keep the kids indoors or something. I don't know. I mean, bullets are actually making it through windows and killing kids that are sleeping in bed. So it's like we're just never safe. But, you know, if you can help it, man, like these little girls disappearing left and right, I am just so sick of seeing that, you know, that little girl that was missing for a number of years and she was, like, right underneath the staircase. Somebody had her kidnapped. Like, it's just... It's wild out here.
It is.
Like, really wild, you know? Like, enough
prayer.
Really like, all the prayer in the world is almost not enough right now because it's just gone. Everybody has just lost it. Like, the outside world is just chaos. You know, you just have to, like, basically, like, what we're doing here is, like, you stick in your lane and do what you're doing and just move forward with what you're doing because anything outside of that, whatever it is that's out here, it's the devil, man. Anyway, I just had to say that, guys. I had to rant for a split second there.
And speaking of kids, the Disney theme parks, they are saying now that face masks are now optional for vaccinated visitors. So you can wear a mask if you want to and wear a mask if you don't. So basically, let me explain to everyone what face masks really do, okay? So picture this. So say there are two people facing each other and they're naked, all right? Two men facing each other and they're naked. And one, say one has on pants, for example, and the other one doesn't have on pants. And then the other has to take a piss, okay? So he's taking a piss and what's going to happen? It's going to splash out and it's going to hit the guy in front of him, right? Because he doesn't have anything to protect him. Well, he has his pants on. So his pants would protect him when it splashes out. So all of it wouldn't get on him completely because the pants protect him. Now, the guy who's pissing, now say he has on pants. Now, what's going to happen when he takes a piss? It's going to stay inside. None of it is going to get on the other guy because the pants are locking in the piss. So the piss is not going to go anywhere. That's what a mask does. It locks in the germ so that it doesn't get on someone else. So that's my analogy of how a mask works. It prevents you from getting pissed on.
Can we talk about what I'm drinking?
Wow. Okay, I mean...
That's
of an analogy. Like, I don't know what the hell you were thinking, but okay, sis. I get some of it.
Hey.
Look.
I'm just saying.
The guy with the pants on that needed to piss for the guy in front of him that didn't have a pants on. Okay. But I kind of understand what you're saying with that, though.
If a guy is in the bathroom naked, he deserves to be pissed on, first of all.
How about that?
Yeah, I'll be damned. I'm not standing next to nobody at a urinal and that dude is naked.
Right.
I will hold
exactly.
it and I'm gone.
Exactly, and that is my thing. My thing is, if you walked into a bathroom and you saw someone there naked, would you still feel the urge to piss?
I mean, how much have I had to drink?
Oh, depending.
I've never had that much to drink.
But you gotta admit, that does really explain what a mask does. It prevents the germs, which in this analogy is the piss, from getting out. The pants represent the mask. And the piss is the corona. And so it can't splash out on anyone.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Are you guys believing that this COVID is airborne? Is this a yes or no right quick? Until I say what I'm going to say after.
Yes.
It's airborne.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're wearing a mask and somebody lights a match and there's smoke. Is smoke going to get through that mask? Yes or not?
More than likely, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So if COVID is airborne, do you think that there's a possibility that you can still catch COVID if you're wearing a mask in a COVID-infested area?
They never said that mask stopped.
Yeah, because it prevents you from getting pissed on.
No, the whole thing is, with the mask on, you have a less chance of spreading it.
Of spreading. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's
so
not,
it's
so
not
much
prevent,
about it coming in.
It's going out. It's sharing.
Well,
yeah,
if you
yeah,
think
like
about
the
it,
the
sharing
not
versus
out of the
you
pants,
catching it.
The pants
the minute you pull up or down, you've already exposed it. It's already contaminated. So if you think about it, it's like anything else. I love that when they go, keep your mask on unless you're actively eating or drinking. All right, well, how about I pull this shit down right here? That's like pulling the condom off, getting you a couple of strokes, and then putting it back on. Same damn thing. It's not going to prevent unless it never comes off. Unless it never comes, and even then, it's what's coming out, not what's really coming in. It's whatever makes people feel better is what I say, because you know what, whatever floats your boat. I think it's funny, because unless you're walking around in a bubble or a rubber suit that's completely airtight, you run the risk. You just do.
But you don't piss on other people, though. See, that's the whole point. No one else gets pissed on.
Term?
You piss on yourself.
You're a computer.
You ever heard pissing in the wind?
No, because I've never done it. I don't have the tool for it.
You guys have
some
great advantages.
Roger,
when I think about pissing in the wind, you know what I'm saying? It's like all you got to do is just pull it out the window. Aim out the window.
Hey, listen, you ain't live. You ain't live, baby, until you wrote your name in the snow. You ain't live.
But I'm sure that they have, like, things that we women can buy that, you know, it can act like say you're traveling and you have to use it, or you're camping and you just buy something, you just stick it up there and you just piss in the wind. We could do that, right?
You know what?
I'm not
doing that shit. I'm not risking shit. I'll just buy a big old Pamper and pee in that shit.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
There's
we should do that.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. We have certain advantages, I guess. But there's that, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's pretty much open season anyway. It has been for a while, no matter where you look. So now it's just – now you don't get mad at people that's wearing the shit down here. People are just walking around like without it. It is what it is, you know. So
yeah,
there's that. Oh boy.
Okay, guys. So we got to stop for a second for some education. I need my people. Stevie and Roger, please mute your PC.
Mine is. Well, no, it's not. It was. Now it's not. Now it
mine
is.
Mine is. It's not me.
Yeah, I'm mute. I'm moved.
I'm muted.
Like
I am muted.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Okay,
so check this out, right? Because on the bottom left, like all of us see where it says unmute or mute, mine is red and crossed, so I'm definitely muted. But on the computer itself, I think I was up. Was that me?
Yep.
I apologize.
You know what? We're going to give you a pass, Mimi, because you've been glowing. You know, you got your glow on today. I understand. Oh. We give you a pass.
It's this bright light that I still haven't figured out. This ain't no glow. This is the light.
No, the hell with that light. Don't be blaming that damn light. Don't blame that light. That's getting your mouth towed out.
Be careful what you say.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you, boo. I ain't mad at you.
And with that, we go into Mimi's drink specials. Roll it, George.
Fix it, George.
Or not. Or not.
If he doesn't fix it, I will. Since I'm over here jacking shit up.
Right. She got it anyway.
Yeah, we're going to have to fix that post. But anyway, so yeah. This is what I'm doing, guys.
Back on it.
Ooh, that looks good.
I have to be back on Uncle Hyde, and it's so good. So anyway, that bottle is heavy because it's new. I had to watch it. But here it is. And I actually mixed it with ginger ale.
You tried it?
Okay. And it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes good with everything. And since we are in the spirit of happy anniversary, and of course, I'll be celebrating Valentine's forever, this is my shot to CB and the boys.
Hey.
Yay.
Okay, I know.
Yay.
That's what's good.
Oh, yeah. One love. One love to the chick that's over here glowing.
Damn.
Get your glow on.
Turn it down. Shit. Light bright over there. She's beaming.
I know. I need to throw like a black t-shirt over this light. Figure it out.
No, girl. I am not talking about that damn light. Stop blaming the light. And don't blame it on the full moon either. Sit your ass on back there and take it. You bask in this.
Yes. Happy. Good on you, girl. Happiness looks good on you. You
bask in it. I get it.
Okay.
I understand. I know. Shit.
Okay.
I've seen
Let's get off of me.
Nope.
You.
We won't.
And my
don't worry about what
someone.
I'm doing over here.
What is that?
My special someone. I'm sure you guys are wondering who that is. Well, he knows.
Oh, couldn't sleep last night.
What is going on that I don't know, CB?
Right. Tell us, don't who is it? The world wants to know, girl. Who are you talking about?
He knows.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be talking relationships in a little bit. So you're gonna have an opportune time to say what you gotta say. Let's keep moving it.
Right, that part.
Blushing like a 5-year-old.
Both of y'all, yellow beige ass sheep will up there rouge.
Hey, look, I'm good.
Now it's time for Nemo on a treadmill. Roll it, George.
Let's go.
There's no sound.
This dude right here.
No.
He knows why he did it. All right. We got it for you. I'm going to have to record some running for him. That's killing me. we'll get some running for him. All right, you got me up, George. I don't know which one we pulling. What are we pulling?
The second one. Yeah.
All right, cool.
We'll
talk through it. All right, so real quick. Hey, watch we real quick. So this week, folks, what I want to jump on is circuit training, because most people, you know, have an idea of what they like to do, but some people talk about it's boring, or they talk about they don't like to work out much or for very long. So what I figured is a good way to keep yourself entertained, if you will, is by doing circuit training. Either you can do it in the gym, but you know I like to use nature as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So it just so happens where I live, there are a lot of parks. They have, you know, some of the equipment outside, real, real cool. It's already getting nice around here, 60s, 70s, that kind of thing. So what you can do to get the most out of your workout in the least amount of time, do a circuit. You know, it works total body, everything. You can get a little walking in, just a little moving around, some cardio, and then upper, lower, et cetera, and core. So that's kind of what we're doing today. We just kind of threw a little circuit workout in here. I enjoyed the sunshine out here today. So roll them, G. We'll start in. Leg raises, of course, core and abs. So you want to try to keep them straight, give yourself resistance as you come down. It'll get the blood flowing as well. Boom. So that's the first station. And then as we move on, you can also get your steps in because you're moving from station to station. The second one in this particular place was a similar a device, you know, sit-ups and things like that, more for abdominals and things like that. You want to give yourself resistance all the way up and down so that you don't cheat yourself. I say it all the time, don't cheat yourself. You can make it a little more difficult by going behind your head, which adds a little more weight up top. So that's part of the, you know, the crunch, the setup. We're all pretty familiar. Moving on, one of Roger's favorites. He talks about it all the time. A lot of we guys like it. I'm not saying ladies don't, but, you know, the push-up. You can do this multiple ways. This is cool because you have grips on the ground. So, and I like to freeze like that because, you know, I style it. Anyway, close grip, wide grip. We'll get into this in another video that we've got finally. We'll get back into the upper body in the push-up position. But wide grip, close grip, you don't have to touch the ground. There's a bar available. Everybody's least favorite probably, the pull-up, upper body, bicep, and back. Here's the thing. It's just because you may not be able to do a pull-up or a lot of pull-ups doesn't mean this doesn't have benefits. And people have to stop shying away from this. So I'm showing the bar, obviously, depending on your height or where you jump. Today I'm doing a reverse close grip. There are lots of ways to do it. You can do wide, reverse, narrow, reverse. Depends on what you want to work. I will say, and then here's another variation for those who can't pull themselves up. You can do this anywhere. You're leaning, one arm, more like a bicep curl. If you want to add a little resistance, drop your weight like I just did. If you lower your arms, it becomes even more of a resistance workout. So there's a lot in that particular workout, believe it or not. And we'll get back to that another day. We'll specialize. Over here, it looks crazy, but this is a leg lift. This is really good for, like, your obliques and your upper, like, upper thigh, abductors, adductors kind of a thing. Just, boom, try to go straight. I kind of got into a track mode. I apologize for that. You want to try your best to keep your back and butt straight, but I kind of switched into a track mentality, sorry. Anyway, you get the gist of that. Good leg lifts. All of these are basically weight against gravity. That's what's great about any of these. You don't have to have a membership if you don't want to. I know you guys remember this last one from the first video we did, step-ups. Great total leg workout, calf, quad, hamstring. And so, and this overall circuit, so boom, remember, explode up, push yourself up, don't cheat, hold on to the bar, boom, come down. So again, we're going for reps. And that's one circuit. So after that, you know, do that a couple of times, you get your steps in, walking back and forth. And, I mean, there are heels over there, there are lots of things you can do. So this is something that will keep you not bored more active. You've got scenery. You know, hey, pet the dogs that walk by. I don't care what you do. Talk on the phone, which people like to do. So for today, the key phrase is circuit workout. Less boring, less repetitive. You know, it gets to be, you know, you can incorporate everything. It's total body. So there's your workout tip for the week. Try to find your own particular circuit that you like to do. Incorporate everything and let me know what you think.
I have a very quick question because I always have a question. Is there a difference between doing the pull-ups this way or this way when you're doing your pull-ups?
It's what I like to say is working out, believe it or not, is all about angles. You actually have so many different small support muscle groups in your body. And so good question. What I was saying was like what I was doing today, I was doing a close grip reverse. So as you're pulling up, that was actually, it works back and biceps. I like to do exercises that work more than one muscle group so you get more bang for your buck as opposed to one, one, one. So, yes, like what I was doing would be more focused on forearm and bicep, but I still get back work. If I really wanted to work back, I would go wider and go, you know, forward. You can reverse. And you're still going to get work, and as you reverse, you're going to get down here in your lat, your latissimus dorsi muscle, and so, yeah, each one they all work a particular group, but they isolate areas and sections a little more. So yes, they do. Great question, because a lot of people don't know what the difference is between these grips, wide, narrow, and all of that. And each exercise should be able to focus on a particular point.
And the same,
so thank you for that.
And the same goes for push-ups. I've seen people do the push-ups, you know, the regular way, and then I've seen people do the whole, you know, which I know this is way harder. You know, that's like some military stuff.
I mean, you can do it, but it's like anything, takes practice, and we'll get into that next week because we finally got our push-up and our upper body video together. George and I kind of Tarantino didn't figure it out today, so next week we'll have that for you.
Great. Thank you.
But all right.
I thank you.
Nice, nice. Mm. And that being said, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello?
Why is there no sound?
This is a reading class.
Yes, it brings us all together.
Yeah,
it brings everybody together. Read, guys.
There's got to be sound.
This is a reading class. We need everyone to understand text. Text is what we need to do. So that's what that is.
Yes, that goes over really well on Blog Talk Radio.
This jerky. But,
all right. Well, not sure what to say on that, but okay. Well, here we go. As fate would have it, it's also time for a music break. So in honor of our anniversary, here we go.
That's my song right there.
Thank you.
You gotta love that song.
Too bad they broke up like everybody. Makes me sad.
Never yours, just your time.
I'd still be buying three Tony albums if they had them, man. I would even do the adult thing and buy the actual album. I better be glad I can't play the endless anymore.
That extended version means get some.
Like I said, y'all better be glad I can't play the endless. You know, hey, you know what that reminds me of? In The Best Man, remember when Terrence Howard's character was playing that guitar? I was like, ooh! Nick Cookie,
yes.
I ain't even gonna lie. I said it. That was some of the coldest shit I've seen. I watched that the other day. Look at that. You coming to me?
Yeah.
Man. I ain't gonna lie. I don't envy too many people in the world. But if you can play an instrument, you're one of the people I envy. I really don't. That's dope. If I could play the saxophone, I'd be butt naked on Fremont with some Timberlands on, playing the shit out of that saxophone, getting paid. Y'all don't even understand. If I could play the sax, I would not have a real job.
Yeah, so I was when I was living in the Virgin Islands, I used to sing with this three-piece band that's called the Train Links. And we used to go from hotel to hotel playing. Of course, I was the youngest one in the band. I was the only female. I was the only female lead singer. And then there was like guitar, bass, keyboard, drummer. But look, it was so sweet, right? Because the saxophone player played anything that you can blow out of. He was he was that. And he passed away a couple years ago, and it's crazy because I didn't know that he had passed. And then it's like, you know, when you talk about going home, then you start finding out about the people that passed away. And I have like this one picture, which I'm going to probably share next week just so y'all can see my picture with him. But when I say every time he would play, I would look at him like his wife. I would look at her like, you are the luckiest woman in the world, because I would have him playing all the time while I'm having dinner. Because his it's almost like Kenny G on a sax.
Dinner,
That's how
that
good.
That ain't what
you shut up. But he was just so amazing. So rest in peace, Ira, and to all my people in the Virgin Islands, all my bands that I sang with and all that good old stuff. I really, really appreciate musicians. Like, I have such a love for musicians. And I played the piccolo, and then my mom wasn't trying to make the payments on that thing no more, so she was just like, okay, just give up the damn piccolo. And I never picked up nothing else, so then I started singing. Look, I can't talk about my mom. I got to talk about God forbid anything happens to my mom. That's the only time I could talk about her. But while she's living around here, running around and shit, I can't talk about her. She would snatch my ass off this damn freaking air, okay?
Oh, man. But hey.
But back then, but I love my musicians. And that's like that song, that anniversary song is so beautiful. Every time I hear it, it just puts you in a mood, you know? Like just a laid-back kind of, I love laid-back tracks like that, you know? They never get
it. It's dope. I mean, it's a classic. It's a classic. You know, that's one of those. if your words ain't working, just put that on and just take one more sip, girl. Just one more sip. let Tony do it for me.
That was a lengthy version, though. Who found that version? You did, George, or CB?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, CB, you must have played that for Valentine's. No, let me stop. Let me stop, CB. I'm not going to do that.
See? Here we go. Here we go.
Nope.
Light skin hate, but
no, it's not hate or shade. As a matter of fact, I'm all for it. Come on now. You guys know I am for the shit, okay? So I'm just saying, like, hey, you got the extended version of the extensions are good.
Hey, that's one of them, you know, set.
Extensions are good,
right,
honey. If you don't need that 15-minute break, let's go. Anyway, yeah.
See, tell the truth, shame the devil. Anyway, you're so right. I'm going to call you out. Yes, I will. I ain't mad at you, old girl.
So what happened was, yes, George, let's go.
Yeah, hey, get us some money so we can pick up some more anniversary gifts, G, because we're going to need it apparently. Because these two. What's
next,
up?
I didn't do anything.
Next up is
you never
do shit. That's why you over there quiet, looking all cute and shit with your hair done and shit. Stop.
That
Spanish guy trying to creep in. We watching him. What's his name again? What?
That's my
stylist.
Say
it right yet.
That's okay. Yeah. All right, let's get it on, too. Anyway, so let's go ahead to the business tip of the week, honey. We don't drift it.
That's
my bad,
business tip, so we need stylists, G. We need some stylists. Go get us a tip to get stylists, G.
He has a boyfriend. That's nothing to do with me.
You stop. You be quiet. Make us some money, G. Maybe. Well, you could if you weren't. Me for you and me.
We can't hear you, George.
You're muted, brother. You're muted.
We can't hear you, baby.
I'm going to educate today. George might have been like, listen, wipe with your left hand.
We can't hear you.
Let me do the rock thing on y'all.
No. We still can't hear you.
He's just going.
Can't hear you. Okay, he can't come in.
So I'm going to tell y'all what George was going to say. What George was going to say was, listen, make your money, but don't let your money make you. All that being said, I don't give a damn what you do. You got to own that shit. That's really the truth, to be honest with you. You really got to own what you're doing. Don't let it own you. So, yeah. But it's a weird time in the world. Don't y'all notice? It's a weird time in the world. Inflation, all kind of shit's going on. And for people that don't believe what's going on, if you look, I'm not like, you know, the old folks looking at the news every 5 minutes, but if you don't read and pay attention to what's going on internationally, you're going to get left behind. A buddy of mine and I were talking about that today. Everybody's not going to be a Wall Street, you know, investor. Everybody's not going to be into startup companies and all that. But if you guys don't figure out another, like, leg, another stream of income, because your shit could go down any minute, honestly. I mean, the world is reverting back to the very, very old school, like the whole, you know, bartering system, you know, services and goods and all that. If you the standalone, the brick and mortar is going away. And so everybody's figuring out a different way to, you know, be on the up and up. I'm looking, especially out here, I'm looking at rent going up and all that. I was in KC last weekend. Gas is $3.13 there. It was over the weekend. I haven't seen it like that in a long, since like right after 9/11 was the last time I saw gas go that high in KC. So you know when I got back out here, that fourth spot was looking at me. It was looking right on at me. So it's one of those you have to look at. It's like a sign of the times right now. You've got to expect something to come. And if you don't, you know, if you fail to prepare, then, you know, you're prepared to fail. And I'm not being funny because you've got to expect something to be on the horizon because, you know, we're all like just players in this game, you know,
yeah.
Born to lose,
yeah.
But built to win kind of a thing. So I'm saying all that to say, get your finances and all that together. If you're living check to check, you got to consolidate. If you don't have a contingency plan for, what would you do if your electricity got cut off against your will? What would you do if your water got cut off? I'm not talking about not paying your bill. I'm talking about your shit got cut off. Do you know the vast majority of the world would revert back to complete anarchy if within 2 weeks they had no lights, no internet, no resources? We would go right back to Cro-Magnon, cavemen, bludgeoning to death, survival of the fittest. People don't believe that shit, but it's true. Look at what happens when a snowstorm is coming somewhere. What do people do? Take all the batteries, fucking bread, toilet paper, stupid shit. So imagine if you lost all ability to reach out and connect. So I'm just saying, people need to find another stream of income. I don't care if it's a hobby, if it's whatever. I challenge you to find a stream of income that you can control, find a passion that you can get paid off of, take yourself out of somebody else's control, even if it's a little bit, you know what I mean? Just do that for yourself because, we're in some strange times, and I know people don't want to believe that, but whether you believe or pay attention to what's on TV or not, you have to understand that, you know, even a lie has a hint of truth in it. So, you know, let's pay attention and look out. Let's look out, folks. I'm just being real with you. People don't believe it, but I'm expecting the worst and hoping for the best, which means I'm preparing for anything and hoping I don't have to resort to anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That being said, everyone these days is starting businesses. That's one thing that this coronavirus definitely has done, is made people reevaluate what they want to do. They don't want to be chained to a desk for 9-to-5 anymore. They want options, and that's what, Corona has created. More people are doing podcasts. More people are starting their own businesses, whether it be an online business or whether it be a business in their city, their state, whatever. So when you first decide to start your business, the first thing you want to do is to have a plan, as Roger just talked about. You got to have a business plan because, again, don't want to sound cliche, but if you fail to plan, you do plan to fail. You have to have a plan. And a great resource that you guys can go to is SBA.gov. It is chock full of information, full of resources for small business owners. And for anyone who's interested in starting their own business, you definitely should start there. On their website, you can see they have resources to help you create your business plan, to write your business plan, market research and competitive analysis, because you have to do that because you need to know what your competitors are doing so you can know what to do, what not to do. You don't want to copy them, verbatim, but you do want to see what's out there. And you may
decide that
business.
What is that website again?
That business. Excuse me?
I'm sorry. What is that website again?
SBA.gov. And you also, they also have on here resources to calculate your startup costs, because if you're going to start a business, you have to know your overhead. You need to know how much everything's going to be. If you have to buy equipment, depending on what you're selling, if you're selling your services, if you're selling digital products, or if you're selling products from a website, or if you're creating a product, inventing a product, you need to know how to patent it, sell it, do everything that you need. You need to also register your business. You also definitely need an employer identification number. Now, what an employer identification number does is it identifies your business as a business, and you get taxed on those businesses at the end of every year. You can obtain that on the IRS.gov website, and you can start using your EIN the exact same day. You can use your EIN to open a bank account pertaining to your business. You can use your EIN to obtain a loan for your business, or you can use your EIN to apply for grants. And maybe on a different show we'll talk about grants, because we do have a listing of grants for small businesses, as well as grants for women entrepreneurs. And being a woman entrepreneur myself, and Mimi as well, these grants would definitely be beneficial to you guys. So do look forward to that show. And with that, just remember these resources, sba.gov and irs.gov, and you can start there. So without further ado, we'll be moving on to our next segment, which is me. Now, unfortunately, this week, guys, again, I have not been to any movies, so I cannot be instrumental as telling you what to see, what not to see. All I can do is tell you what is coming out, and then you can decide what you want to see for yourself. So that being said, there are quite a few films that are starting Friday, February 18th, Uncharted, also Dog, The Ledge, The Cursed, if you are into horror, Ted K, and The Ghost of Borley Rectory. So those are the films that are opening Friday, February the 18th. Go see them, support them. We definitely want to make sure more films are shown in the movie theaters. And we know, of course, with good old Corona, it's kind of changed the new normal as far as the way people are seeing their movies. But we want to encourage the filmmakers to put films back in the movie houses. It's fun to sit home, but going out to a movie, it's just a whole different vibe, and we want those vibes back, right, guys? So definitely support these movies, go see them. And drop us a line and let me know how you enjoy the films. I do intend to see these, but I have not seen them prior to their release on Friday, so I do apologize. But soon I will be back to going to seeing films and seeing the premieres before they come out, so we'll be back on track soon. You have to understand that here in Arizona, this was the weekend of the Phoenix Open, and your girl was busy. But we'll get things back on track. So those are the films that are opening. To recap, Uncharted, Dog, The Ledge, The Cursed, Ted K, and The Ghost of Borley Rectory. So those are the films that will be opening. So.
Boom.
The only one I've heard of that I'm curious about is Dog. I think that'll be funny. I'm a dog lover.
Right.
What do you expect? Anyway, it'll be like Castaway with a dog. I don't know. I think it'll be cool though.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
It'll be cool. Oh yeah.
So, all right, and with that, it's time for a quick music break, and we will begin our topic tonight. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to dive into it, guys. So after this song, and I played this last week for the first time. This is Muse Deposit, and Before 4:30 with his collaboration with Sam Kim. Here we go.
I look at a time through anxious eyes, live it alone to say, a watch clock never boys. I still wash away anyway. I hold my breath for longer. How can I say or do a thing when I got so many things racing through my head? Before 4:30, can't do a thing with a run my brain. Before 4:30, how should I try to make her mine? Do I tell her she looks lovely, like the classic movie cliche? Looking at the time all anxiously, look again and check that guy still left past 3. 60 minutes till you meet the one you're talking all about. For weeks, So what you doing? Clean your hair, brush your teeth, and don't be nervous when you two finally meet. Be a gentleman, it'll be okay. My God, stop looking at the clock. I tell you when you gotta leave. You looking good, you're looking fresh. Shoulder straight, head up and look ahead. Spray this, chew that, take this and don't forget. Be yourself when the clock says 4:30. Go and tell her she looks lovely. Like a classic movie cliche.
Such a beautiful, peaceful, sweet song. I like that.
I know. And it's I really like it, too. Perfect Valentine's Day vibe.
This is fun. Hold on. Oh, this is fun. I like this. I need, yeah, y'all need y'all to do that all more often because I got all kind of shit to mess with y'all. I love it.
I don't understand why.
I love it. Yeah, keep going. It's all dreamy.
Blame it on this.
Is that what it is? Okay, we'll go with that. Damn. We'll go with that.
All right, Dave, now it's time to move into our topic tonight. And we're talking about the toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. Finds that you are in a doomed relationship. So let's start off with the definition of relationship in general, according to the Oxford Dictionary. A relationship is the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected, or the state of being connected. So, for example, the state of being connected by blood or marriage, the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave toward each other, an emotional and sexual association between two people. So that is the definition in general of what a relationship is. Now, a toxic relationship. Now, in a healthy relationship, you know, everything just kind of works. Sure, you might disagree from time to time, but, you know, or you come upon some bumps in the road, like, you know, with anything. But you generally make decisions together, openly discuss any problems that arise, and genuinely enjoy each other's company. But in a toxic relationship, that's another story. In a toxic relationship, you might consistently feel drained or unhappy after spending time with your partner. According to relationship therapist Jorel Caraballo, which can suggest that some things need to change. Maybe the relationship no longer feels at all enjoyable. though you still love your partner, for some reason you always seem to rub each other the wrong way. Or you can't seem to stop arguing or over minor issues. You can't let things go. You might even dread the thought of seeing them instead of looking forward to it as you used to in the past. So we're going to explore some signs of a toxic relationship. So depending on the nature of the relationship, signs of toxicity can be subtle or highly obvious. And that's according to Dr. Carla Marie Manley, PhD and author of Joy from Fear. So when you're in a toxic relationship, you might always find it easy to notice the red flags popping up. Others around you, the red flags, but sometimes we are blinded by our love or our object of desire. So all the same, you could notice some of these signs in yourself and your partner or the relationship itself. So number one would be lack of support. Healthy relationships are based on a mutual desire to see the other succeed in all areas of life. But in a toxic relationship, one doesn't want to see the other succeed. There's no positive reinforcement. There's no positive encouragement. Two, toxic communication. Instead of kindness and mutual respect, most of your conversations are filled with sarcasm or criticism and fueled by contempt. It's like you're jealous of the other person and you don't want to see them do well. And that leads us to number three, envy or jealousy. It's perfectly fine to experience a little envy from time to time, Caraballo explains. It can become an issue if your envy keeps you from thinking positively about your partner's success. Instead of viewing it as a we and an us, you're viewing it as a them, and that their success is theirs and you have nothing to do with it, so that makes you envious and jealous. And four, controlling behaviors. Does your partner ask where you are all the time? Or maybe they become annoyed or irritated when you don't immediately answer texts or phone calls, and they text you again and again and blow up your phone. And I know we've all been a recipient of somebody mental like that. They have problems within themselves, and it's all about security and being confident in yourself. And people that do that aren't. They have a lack of trust and a need for control. And number five, resentment. Holding on to grudges and letting them fester chips away at intimacy. And over time, frustration or resentment can build up and make a smaller chasm much bigger. And a side note too, whether you tend to nurse these grievances quietly because you don't feel safe speaking up when something bothers you, if you can't trust your partner to listen to your concerns, your relationship could be toxic. Six, dishonesty. You find yourself constantly making up lies about your whereabouts or who you meet up with or who you've been with, who you hang out with, whether that's because you want to avoid spending time with your partner or because you worry how they'll react if you tell them the truth. And seven, patterns of disrespect. Being chronically late, casually forgetting events and other behaviors that show disrespect for your time and a red flag really says. Keep in mind that some people may truly struggle with making and keeping plans on time. So it may help to start with a conversation about this behavior. If it's not intentional, you might notice some improvement after you explain why it bothers you. If there is no change, then you know that it is intentional and you could be in a toxic relationship. And number eight, negative financial behaviors. Sharing finances with a partner often involves some level of agreement about how you'll spend or save your money. That being said, it's not necessarily toxic if one partner chooses to spend money on items the other partner doesn't approve of. But it can be toxic to come to an agreement about your finances and one partner consistently disrespects and ignores that agreement, whether by purchasing big ticket items or withdrawing money without letting you know. You could be in a toxic relationship. And number 9, constant stress. Ordinary life challenges that come up, a family member's illness, job loss, can create some tension in your relationship, naturally. But finding yourself constantly on edge, even when you aren't facing stress from outside sources, is a key indicator that something's off. This ongoing stress can take a toll on your physical and mental health, and you might frequently feel miserable, drained, mentally and physically exhausted, or just generally unwell. This could be a sign that you are in a toxic relationship. And number 10, ignoring your needs. Going along with whatever your partner wants to do, even when it goes against your wishes or comfort level, is a sure sign of toxicity, because you're trying to compromise yourself for that person when they don't reciprocate the favor. You don't want to point this out since you don't want to start a fight, so you say, great, I'm so excited, when you're really not. This could be a sign that you are in a toxic relationship. So do you guys agree with these signs so far, and have you seen these signs in relationships that you've had in the past or relationships you're currently in?
Oh, I think if it's 10 of them, everybody can relate to at least 1, 2, 3, 12 of them in some fashion. I think it can't be that cut and dry. So, for instance, you know, the agreement, disagreement could last for a quick second, or it can last for the duration. So, yeah, I think if you really, really itemize it, there's no one alive who hasn't experienced at least one, if not more, of these at some point. Now, if you're going through quite a few of these, the duration of your relationship, then, yeah, there's your answer. I think moreover, the issue is, like, what do people do about it? You know how hard it is for some people, I'm speaking in generalities, to get out of something because they're used to it. It's comfortable, it's familiar, good, bad, or indifferent. They just don't know which way to turn. That's the hard part, because I think we all see, like, manipulative behavior, punishment for not doing something another person wants, all of these, all of the 10 things and more that you just read off. So, yeah, I think we see it, and it's easy for someone on the outside looking in to go, why don't you just leave or do this or do that? Not always easy for the person involved. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know about anybody individually, but what have you done to either get free of that or to kind of rectify it? And my question to you guys is, do you think that it can be corrected, or do you think you just have to move on? Like with toxic behavior in a relationship, you know, can that be corrected, or do you move on? I mean, I'm very curious to know about that.
I think when you go into a relationship, seeing those signs for yourself and ignoring those signs, then you basically seal your own fate. Because if you're going into a relationship thinking that you could be the Band-Aid to fix whatever ails that person, then you've already lost the battle, because you can't change someone that doesn't want to change. You can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped. And once more, you can't make someone see something that they don't want to see. Like, no truer phrase has ever been is that people can't handle the truth. So if you tell someone what they want to hear as opposed to what they need to hear, then your relationship is doomed, because you can't be yourself. You can't be honest with yourself. And that in turn means you can't be honest with your partner, because you're afraid of the outcome. So it's more you have to decide what's more important, your mental health, your sanity, you know, walking around on eggshells with this person because they're the object of your desire. You know, you don't need someone. You want that person. They're the object of your desire, and you're willing to do whatever, including compromise yourself to make that person happy and putting your own happiness on the back burner. And that's not a relationship. That's babysitting. You know, that's watching out for this person, and you're not able to be yourself, and that's no way to live. And no one can be happy existing in a relationship like that. It's impossible, and you basically sealed your fate because you've seen these signs and you choose to ignore them. You can't continue living in this world with rose-colored glasses on. At some point, you have to take glasses off and see things for what they really are, period.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I am actually, I'm actually rebooting, guys, because I don't know, my computer, maybe I was just having too much fun. I don't know. Wi-Fi did something interesting, but I'm slowly getting back in. But I got a whole lot to say with this right here. I don't even know if the computer just decided to act up because it's like, okay, I know she's about to say some shit. But this is real talk. Like, I've been there. I've done that. I know how that feels. I know what I did not like in that feeling when, you know, when CB said that you just can't be yourself. You can't be yourself. If you're ever in a relationship where you cannot be yourself, it's really time to walk away. Because the only person that you know when you look in the mirror is who you are. It's like, okay, this is me. And now you got to step out the bathroom and step out the room and be like, okay, let me be who he wants me to be. Because this is what he got attracted to, you know? And it's like, nah, if you got attracted to something else outside of what you got now, which is damn, like, the best shit since cornflakes, it's like, then you need to deal. You need to go because I'm good. You're the one with the problem. And then, of course, comes the insecurities and, you know, who you can talk to, who you can't talk to, who you shouldn't talk to, who you should block, what project you should take or not take, or what you should do or not do because it doesn't look good. What? When? How? Why? Bye. You know, I was there. You know, my daughter is 31. My son is 29. Okay, those were the years, 29 and 31 years ago, when I was in those positions when it was like crazy. And then I saw myself there like a year ago, and I was like, wait a minute. This is some shit that played out like damn near 3 decades ago. Like, we're not doing this shit, and I'm not going to live the rest of my life in a position where I have to think and rethink and do and walk according to somebody else's rules and regulations because, oh shit, you know, I don't want to make him mad. To hell with that. Boy, bye. No. If you have to become somebody else to please somebody, it's time to go, because that means that you're being controlled, and that's some narcissistic bullshit. Run.
Now, let me ask a question. Let me interrupt you guys, ladies, because, and I think, you know, I know everybody's kind of got their own stories, but my question to you all is, if you, like Mimi, you were just saying, I'm this person here, then I have to go out of the room to be myself or be this person, who is your representative when we're being introduced? Because in my opinion, everybody has a game face. Everybody has a representative. I don't understand, and I'm just, believe it or not, I'm speaking from ignorance simply because I only know how to be one person, and I'll be the first to tell anybody when I meet them, hey, I'm a lot. I'm a lot, and
some people can deal,
some people can't. The difference is
right.
5 years, 10 years down the road, you're never going to say Roger's not the same person. So, again, out the gate, you're going to know. But I know most people don't do that, and even the people that profess to be 100, to be real, to be whatever, are not telling the truth. Because in my opinion, how can you fall into something if you didn't sell a particular brand to someone and make them think, I'm this person, and then lo and behold, you know, they're expecting this all the time, and you can't provide it. You can only keep your mask on for so long. You can only wear your makeup for so long before it starts to mess up your complexion and fuck up your skin. So I'm curious to know, how does this whole thing degenerate into toxicity when we're supposed to be real out the gate, but most people claim realism ain't.
Go ahead, CB.
Well, for me, it's a mask, because when you first meet someone, you have a mask and they have a mask, meaning that you're not, you're, what's the word I'm looking for? Your defense wall is up until you really get to know that person, and then you can let your, you know, your defenses down, let your guard down. So you're going to, you know, put your best foot forward when you first meet someone, always, first and foremost. And that's not just in a relationship. That's in life in general. Whenever you meet someone, because you only have one chance to make a first impression, and you always want it to be the best. So when you meet someone, they're not going to, you know, show you they're the devil. When you first meet them, that's something that gradually comes out, because at some point the truth does come out. And you do see those signs, but you don't adhere to those warnings. You don't heed those warnings, because by the time those signs start to show, you're already in deep in the relationship. That person has done what they needed to do to win you over. That person has said all the right things, done all the right things. And then once they know they have you, and that's usually after those three words are spoken, I love you. Once those words have been uttered, that's when the changes begin. And it doesn't matter to that person that the real them comes out, because they know they have already got you hook, line, and sinker, and they feel like whatever they say, whatever they do, they can do it, because you're going to let them. People only do as much as we let them do. People get away with what we let them get away with. But if you are already into this person, you're going to be in that next mindset, well, you know, he's been through a lot, and maybe I can, you know, be the one to break the bad thing. You know, maybe I can be the one to bring about change. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can be the Band-Aid. Maybe I can be the one to fix it. And the thing is, when you go into a relationship, if you know that that's what it is, then you need to run. But when you're already vested into the relationship and the I love yous have been exchanged and you, you know, you're in, it's not so easy to get out of that. And
I mean,
that's just what it is.
I've heard that. And, again, as a man, I know men think differently than women. I know, you know, middle-aged think differently than young. So I'm trying to be as open-minded as I can be about it. Because everybody, we all walk a different walk. I'm just trying to understand I truly am. Because this happens all the time the world over. So I know it's not an isolated incident. It's just me trying to figure out. Like you said, when someone is showing you their representative, and they say all the right things, and I don't know what the time frame is. Is it 6 weeks? Is it 6 months? Because you're right. People can have a game face for a long time. You can be with somebody a long time and still not know that person. You can be married to somebody for, 10, 15 years, and be like, damn, I did not know you were really like this until now. So for any of us to say we know everything, it's not true. The longer you go, the more you learn. It's just interesting.
But there's
guidelines.
In relationships, there's no guideline, because every relationship is different. Every person is different. So what may work in my relationship may not work in your relationship, and vice versa.
No, of course.
So we can't say that there is a blueprint to follow for a relationship, because it's not.
No.
Everyone is different. Every individual is different. So nothing is going to be the same, but the patterns are definitely the same, and the toxicity is definitely the same. It's just a matter of being able to adhere to those warning signs prior to falling for that person. Because once you fall for someone, it's hard to walk away from someone that you love.
I think it's even harder if you have, I'm not making excuses, but I feel like, you know, obviously if you have children that you care about or that you want to be around, it's probably more difficult. I'm not going to speak to people who are in one relationship or another who don't have children. Mm-hmm. If you get attached to anything, children, even if it's theirs, an animal, property, you can get attached to anything that'll make you stay. So there is no right or wrong answer. I think that's true. And even though a lot of people won't admit it, I think we're right. We get comfortable. We get very, very complacent when we're happy or comfortable no matter what we see. Unfortunately, I've had the displeasure of seeing how people get rocked to sleep and get pulled away from their security systems, move to a different state. That's the common one. And then all of a sudden, you're stuck. No support system, nothing. And now this person acts a whole fool. My mother, rest her soul, used to tell my sisters, because girls have to do things differently, she would always say, always keep kiss my ass money on me. And what that means is if you get somewhere and shit gets crazy and he acts a fool, at the time, this was obviously years ago, have money for a phone call or for a taxi cab or for what, basically to say kiss my ass. You know, you can leave if you have to. So it's kind of one of those. And I observed that same thing. I was raised by women. So there are a lot of things I understand and observe in terms of how I will and will not allow myself to be, you know, addressed, treated, whatever the case may be. But I know it's easy for us to look into each other's lives and go, I wouldn't have put up with that. But guess what? The shit that I put up with, maybe you wouldn't have. The shit that you put up with, maybe George wouldn't have. So I think that's interesting. Because, you know, that's why I never judge anybody, simply because of that. I'm not, you know, it's not going to, you know, it doesn't pay. Because maybe I don't love who you love, but you don't love who I love, or you don't feel the way about me that my respective individual does. And so we can't judge one another. It's just interesting. How do you, if you don't want to leave, I think the million-dollar question is, how do we address the behavior and get it to change? And here's my answer. As you know, I'm not the professional, but I do have a couple of friends and associates who are. And the truth is, you have to be willing, and I've said this all along, you have to be willing to go all out. It's all or nothing. That being said, if you were someone, you have to be willing to sacrifice everything in order to get what you want. If you're not being spoken to or treated a certain way or whatever, you have to be willing to go, you know what? Fuck it, I'm out. All or nothing. And see, people always think it's the woman that does that. It's not. I promise you, we go through the same thing. We're just not going to complain openly or whine, because the way that our society has been for eons is, you know, we tell each other, hey, man up, stop being a bitch about it, da-da-da-da-da. So we can't, it's getting better, but we can't express the same feelings that we may have that you guys have. Trust me. Women are assholes just like men are. Women can be bullies like men can be. I always feel bad for anyone, I say anyone, not man or woman, who goes through a situation where they're not appreciated or underappreciated, they're not valued. But we've all been on both ends. I guarantee you, you've taken someone for granted, and I'll guarantee you, you've been taken for granted. Think about how you felt. Now flip the script. And so the one thing I can always say is, if you're not willing to risk it all, you got to shut your mouth. It doesn't matter if you're enduring whatever, because the simple fact is, if you aren't going to do anything about it, you're going to stay there, which means you're not quite yet sick and tired of being sick and tired. And the problem is, this shit hits real close to home with me, in with some extended family members and thing and friends and things like that. I see people going through it, but I know how hard it is to go, I'm going to get up and walk away. You're not going to leave comfort when you know what's on the other side of the door. And I don't care what people out there say. If you say that because maybe you have family that can provide for you or friends that can provide for you. Everybody doesn't have that, because in a toxic relationship, people pull you away from your security system. They pull you away from your comfort zone so that they can be the only thing, person, salvation you have. It's a very strategic move. But like CB read earlier, there's so many small, subtle signs that let you know you're in there. And you know, you know what, that ain't too bad, I'll overlook it. This one's a little worse, but I can live with it. This one, nah. And so you check off your tick off your check mark, your checklist of what you can and can't live with. I don't think any one of us can actually look ourselves in the mirror and go, I haven't dealt with that. We all have. Sometimes it ain't a deal breaker. Sometimes it is. And you know what? I'm not your judge or jury. So if you can live with that but not with this, and you're okay with that, you know, God bless. But I do think that it's bringing a lot of people down and stopping a lot of people from reaching their full potential and growth internally and externally, because you're being kept, you know, squeezed into this box. So my thing is,
right,
you know, what's too much? You know, what's too much? And I mean, each one of us has a different answer. What's too much? To some people, not picking up your clothes. To some people, maybe smacking me more than twice. To some people, stealing my car, or like you read earlier, CB, you know, stealing money behind my back. You know, what's your deal breaker is what I would ask. What's your deal breaker? So, you know, in a toxic thing.
I think
okay.
If
so,
you ask that,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you ask, you know, a million people that question, you're going to get a different answer, because everyone has a different deal breaker. There's, you know, only so much a person can take, and everyone has a breaking point. It's just
right.
a matter of, you know, recognizing what is your breaking point. Like, I had a passenger that I picked up at a bar on Valentine's Day, and her boyfriend of 5 years left her stranded at the bar without a word. He purposefully picked a fight with her and then left her there. And, you know, it was a 45-minute ride to take her home, so that gives you an inkling how far away they were. And he left her literally in the middle of nowhere with no way to get home, no nothing.
Wow.
And he didn't
wow.
care. And he left to go be with another chick. That's the crazy part. He picked a fight with her to leave
yeah,
her
obviously.
And then go be with somebody else. But I'm like, he could have left her at home. Why take her out for a Valentine's Day dinner, purposefully pick a fight, and then leave her stranded? And you've been in a relationship for 5 years? That is so crazy to me. Or better yet, she's
that
been in a relationship
that basically means
for five
that he's
years.
Been right. He's been playing around
right.
for forever. If that's the case.
Yeah.
So let me
yeah.
ask you, ladies.
Yeah.
We just spoke about this earlier, and CB, you owned up to it, as a lot of people do. Why do people? And there's no right or wrong answer, but why do people not acknowledge what they know to be true, endure it? And then on the back end, get upset. That being said, did she know about it? I'll be willing to bet you she probably knew or suspected.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she continued on.
Here.
This may have been the straw that broke the camel's back, this event, which is ultimately disrespectful. Wow, you left someone? I don't care. I don't care if it's a first date or a 100 date. If I don't like you, I'm going to drop your ass off at home and we'll never talk again. But this is the way I was brought up. There's nobody can do that.
Look,
never.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. We have a message on Bigo from Sean. He says it's tough to love. It's tough to love men. He said it's tough to love. Men treat women as women treat men.
And if he's saying, okay, if I treat somebody like a dog, they're going to treat me like a dog, okay, I could understand that. But my thing is
right.
9 times out of 10, and we're not in our 20s and 30s, like I'm in my 50s. So what I'm trying to say is, if I am treating somebody with all the love, all the affection, I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, your clothes is washed, you're good, you have nothing to worry about, you got all of anything you want under the sun 5-10 times a day, whatever you want, baby, I'm Gucci good. And you're just a freaking asshole who's arrogant and wants to treat me like shit because you've done it to other women all your life, and now here comes a good woman and you're trying to break her down, then I would say that's some bullshit, because it's not always that way. You know, some people really do come broken. And you know, it takes a while to figure that shit out. And by the time you figure it, like you know, my situation. When I figured out what was happening, I was like, well, you know what? This happened in his history. You know, over and over and over, and I'm dealing with it now, and I'm like, I'm not going to tolerate this shit. So guess what? Deuces, you know, on my most beautiful day, as
that's what I'm
going to
say. At what point, do you say I'm done? You're right. So at what point?
You know what? Look, like I said, the day that I decided that it was done, I wasn't upset. I wasn't mad. Nothing had happened. I was just like, you know what? Today is just a day when I need my freedom. Like, I don't want to have to ever think about being uncomfortable again, because I am really a great person. And I need to have a great person with me that understands who I am, what I'm about, the industry, what I do, respect what I do, because I'm not ever disrespecting you, and know who I am first and fall in love with that. Like, that's the chick I want in my corner. You know, and if you are not respecting that and I'm not respecting that in return, we ain't got shit. Because at the end of the day, you're the person that I want to come to for everything. I want to come to you for security, protection, for gossip, for everything. You know what I'm saying? I want us to be able to sit down and talk about some female passing by and her big booty. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about shit together. I want to do all that
for
with you.
And if
I can't, if you're not that go-to person, then it ain't happening. That's just the bottom line, you know? And I did not have that, so I had to go to where I get that. And I was like, you know what? This got to go. Like, today's a beautiful day.
Now,
the sun is shining. You got money in your pocket. Pack and leave by. It was that. It was
now,
that
now,
easy.
Now, Mimi, you said something, and I think, I mean, on certain occasions. Now, I probably, out of all of us, I've probably got the most tenure right now. George's had a couple of marriages, and like I said, we've all been in relationships for a certain amount of time, you know.
Right.
Tenure-wise, here's the one thing I
will
say.
Hey, Roger, let me interrupt. We have a caller. We have a caller. All right, 732, you're on with CB and the Voice. Hello, 732.
Well, how's everybody doing tonight?
My man,
what's
going on, brother?
State your name.
That's my real friendly voice. I love this one.
Okay.
Holy hell do I love this woman. That's the one thing that my woman always told me was, as long as you're there for her, she'll be there for you. Women are very, very loyal people.
Yes. Agreed.
I appreciate that. I miss my ex. She passed. You know, it sucks. Worse things have happened to better people. But if you're a man, if you don't dedicate yourself to a woman, you might as well just go hang out and circle jerk with your buddies.
Well, you can do that too, but you got to go home.
Well, you might as well. You get a good woman that'll stand by you, stand by your side. You grab onto that woman and you hold on for dear life.
Okay. What's your name, boss? What's your name?
Buzzy.
Buzzy, listen, brother, I mean, you are definitely team women, man. I appreciate that from you. I can hear it in you. You're saying, listen, you got to hang on. You got to do your
broads,
thing.
Man. I love broads.
All right.
I do too. Where are you from? Where are you from, boss man? Where are you from? Where you live, I should say. I could tell.
Jersey.
I knew it. I was like, this is an East Coast cat. This is an East Coast cat.
Yeah, no, I had a good woman who treated me good. Treated me very well. She passed. So, you know, now
okay,
I'm just, I can't find. There ain't going to be nothing better than the East Coast loyal woman.
Let me say this to you. You said it best. I know sometimes I am a little I'm hard on my people. I'm hard on my women. Let me tell everybody why, because I know people get mad at me at times, and I love that. I don't give a shit. I was raised by women. I've got two daughters, a wife. I've got two sisters that live out here with me. I've got four in total. I'm knee-deep in estrogen. That being said, I'm still always going to be the man that I am. I say what I say because my expectations are high. The reason my expectations are high is what you just said, boss. You just said, like, if you're loyal to a woman, there's nothing she won't do for you. There's nothing she won't be there for you with. And I'll be the first to admit that women by nature are probably more loyal and committed than we are. The difference is we have to understand our differences. And because of that, sometimes we bump heads. Believe it or not, everybody is selfish.
I think there's a loyalty. I don't think there's an issue with loyalty. I think there's an issue with dedication. Now, if a woman's loyal to me, I'll break the ground around her and surround her with safety.
Okay,
that's the difference. Like for the right woman, yeah, of course, I would shatter the earth. I would fight every every guy, short of war on God himself, I would.
So what's the right woman?
Women don't do that. Women just want to be comfortable.
Security is, yes. Security is probably paramount. You're right. Bubby, my man, I agree with you 100%. Nicole Boyce just chimed in and said communication is the key. That's a whole different story. You're 100% right, sweetheart. That we could go for hours on that. But you're right. What you're saying is for the right woman, you're saying you move heaven and earth. I think everybody feels like that.
Yeah. I would fight everybody short of God himself.
But what the right woman for you, what you necessarily need may be different from what someone else needs.
Anybody with two tits and no venereal diseases.
I love it. Hey, listen,
right.
I love a man with specific.
Okay.
I love it. He said, listen, just don't burn me and take care of me. Don't burn me or my food.
Yeah.
That is good. Hey, man, you're the funniest shit I've heard in the weekend. I can tell you love, and I can tell you love the ability to love the right woman. I like that, man. I'm not judging you. I love that, man, honestly, because more people need to know what they need.
If we're gonna go into a deep, we're not gonna get sad about it. I had a good woman, I lost her. She was an amazing woman. She was one of the greatest chicks you'll ever meet in your life. Like she's very supportive, like best friend, like high five type shit.
Okay.
And I don't know if that exists anymore because that's the only woman I ever met that ever like was like that with me.
Right.
Maybe
we exist. We exist.
Maybe there's not a
we
lot of them.
Exist.
Maybe I'm just a piece of shit and I only got one good one.
No, it doesn't mean
don't say
they
that.
Don't exist.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
Because if you were a piece of shit,
then she would not have
right.
been with you.
Right. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. I think it's difficult. Mimi's right. Mimi's 100% right. There are so many women. You know what? I'm going to, real quickly, guys, I'm just going to segue. The best women that just, and I'm not even talking about that I've had to date or whatever, because I talk to a lot of people. The most amazing women are usually the ones that come with a little baggage / damage. And I don't mean anything crazy. And let me
mm-hmm.
tell you why.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you
oh, no,
never.
Oh, no, I like them broke.
You're killing me.
I like them broke and fucked up.
But hear me out. But you're right. But the reason I say that is because the most amazing women I've ever met are women that have gone through some fire. You know, again, you've heard it. Trial by fire, forged by fire, the whole thing.
There's no better person than made by fire. And women who have come through through horrific shit, women that are strong again, are the most attractive fucking people on this planet. Like, I gotta be real. If I were a gay, I'm not a gay, but if I were, I would shun the penis and go to a strong woman.
He's so East Coast. You are so East Coast. I love it.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm from the Midwest originally. I live in Vegas now, but you are so East Coast, my brother. I love it. You're killing me.
I love the show. You guys are great.
Hey, man, we appreciate you so much, brother.
You.
I love your input. I love you. We love you. What I'm saying is, unfortunately, people can't appreciate where they, you know, what they have until they've been somewhere. So if you haven't gone through anything, you're never going to have an appreciation for what is in front of you. And unfortunately, that usually involves, you know, damage, trauma, baggage, whatever you want to use to define it. It's true. The most amazing people that I've met have gone through some shit because they can say I'm on the other side of it, you know.
Well, then I have to ask you a couple questions.
Sure, go ahead.
Because like everybody's like people who didn't have a dad like a dad, or people who had a bad dad don't like dad.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a good growing up. You know what I mean?
Right.
That kind of sucked. But then I got infatuated with women when I was like 12. When my mother was gone when I was 12.
Okay.
It was me and my dad alone. Kind of weird situation, you know, a boy and his dad.
Sure.
It was basically just me just stealing his Playboys.
Fair enough.
And
we all did.
I got infatuated with women. But I didn't get infatuated with them sexually. I mean, don't get me wrong. Ladies, if anybody's listening, I got you.
Everyone's listening.
But I became I like women more than men.
Tell me why.
Well, I believe they're probably the strongest fucking people on this planet. To go through some of the things that they faced, whether it be through as children, through going through puberty, or as grown-ups, and 90% of grown women, especially grown women with children, are kind of fucked. Like they're strong as women. We would just have a bunch of bastard orphan children running this country like gangs if it wasn't for women.
Okay.
They're the toughest thing that there is. I mean they can put up with a whole bunch. I can tell because I have
right.
friends that are still married and they're idiots. You can stay married to an idiot. You're a tough girl.
I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument, my man. I don't think you're going to get a lot of argument.
Dude, I have my ex-girlfriend who I have no desire to talk to ever again. But she just got her tits cut off. And her hair's gone because of cancer.
Okay.
And she's still fucking nails. If you took my balls off and took my hair, well, my hair's already gone. I'm a white guy, so we all go bald early. I look like Joe Rogan, but I don't say the N-word so much.
That's a good thing.
I say it sometimes, from time to time. But only
I don't know if say, you're from Jersey, yeah, you do. But it's okay.
Well, they're black buddies. They're my black buddies. I'm allowed to do it. But, I mean, like, she's going through that. She got her hair, she got her tits cut off. I'm sorry, her breast. And her hair's gone. And she's still tough and she's still smiling. Like, women are tough as fucking nails, man.
Fair enough. I think we all agree with that.
The tough,
yeah.
Every
shout out to
find
your
a
friend.
Tough woman.
Yeah.
I know there's
it's
a lot
not,
of women out there that look for dollars and all that stuff, but that's few and far between. When they talk about women are gold chasers or money chasers, whatever the hell, that's very few and far between. Most women want a good man, and they're mostly loyal. They're probably the best human beings on this planet.
Well, if you're gonna choose, I mean, I think most people would go that route. That's why they're called the better half. The fairer sex, et cetera, et cetera. I think, and yeah. We all buy into that. It's okay because I feel like, look, if you have to cater to that because yes, what they do endure and come out on the backside. I think everybody has their own personal battle or struggle, and I think just by nature we are going to defer to that with what they do because just physically. They're not built the way we are yet. They endure a lot of things and so much.
Magic. Women are magic.
Huh?
there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Can you create a human?
Only half, baby. Only half.
You can't. You can't build a human being inside of your body. Women are magic. They're the only human beings that can create a human and make a human being. Like, women are magic. And nobody.
So if you, okay.
I'm gonna say this really, really quick. So yes, we are magic. Thank you so much. I love the compliment. The thing about it is that without a man, we could not have a child. That's just the bottom line. I mean, Jesus might do some things, but hey, look, without that sperm, there is no. There anyway. So check this out, guys. We have 1 minute to a portion of our show ending and moving forward on the other side.
All right, can I say this?
So thank
you
so much for calling in. Yes.
What you got, brother? Sign off with.
All right.
Yeah, please.
People who are born men are not women. Women are magic. You're a faker.
Got it.
My man, but. My man, I know what you're getting at.
Don't steal women's thunder, motherfucker.
I appreciate that. Say it again. If you weren't born one, you're not one. My man. Hey,
if
brother, you
don't get to claim that.
All right.
And you can't be on the spin
CD?
Screen. But, hey,
take it away.
Right.
Take it away.
I'm just going to start singing Hey Mama by Cuban Lit. Hey Mama.
All right, hang up. We'll
all right,
you, brother. Take care.
Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great night.
All right.
Take
care, boss.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Fuck with him. Hey, you know we get them every so often. I love it.
Yes.
Yes, we always love it when we get callers. So that was awesome. All right. And shout out to his friend that is going through all of that with her cancer. We wish you the best, man. We really do. Very courageous. Okay. So basically, wow. Okay.
Well,
let's go ahead and say our goodbyes because it's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun. But sadly, our time is done. So everybody say your goodbyes and yeah. Here we go.
Well, I'm going to just say it's been a great show, guys. I am AWOL right now because my internet did some things, but one love, God bless, and see you guys next week.
Next week. Love ya.
We don't get to see you glowing light bright before you go out. I was having fun with that, but, you know, you and your boot.
Hey.
I said. Anyway, it's been real, people. Good looking out. Thank you for joining us. We'll definitely catch you on the flip side. See you next week. Love. If you can't hear George, he's going to rub his bald-ass head. He's going to say he's been working all week, but peace, love.
And
Murray's hair grease.
So we want to thank everyone for rocking with us tonight. Thank you for joining us for CB and the boys. We come to you every Wednesday as your midweek motivator, offering you music, conversation, motivation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So hopefully you got motivated tonight. Hopefully you learned some things that you didn't know. And if you fall into any of the categories of the signs of a toxic relationship that we read earlier, run. There's no other way to put it. Just run. Get out of that situation because no good is going to come from that. All right? So just heed the warnings. Don't ignore them. And the resource where I read those toxic signs comes from healthline.com. And it's another website, again, guys, that's chock full of information. It's got a lot of relationship information on and also different ways in which to heal from a toxic relationship, which we didn't get to talk about. But we'll save that for another show. But definitely go to healthline.com and check them out. And the article that I read and got this information from was written by, okay, they don't have the author listed, but again, just visit healthline.com and then you can see all the information there. Again, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we will be back next week, same time, same station. And everyone, enjoy the rest of your week. And again, happy anniversary to all of us. CB and the boys, we have crossed the two-year milestone. We've crossed that threshold and still here, still going strong. So it's 2 years down and counting. So happy anniversary, guys. I couldn't have picked a better team. You guys are amazing. And to take us home, of course, I'm going to take the boys.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And do we know who that is? Gosh, I don't know. We can guess. That's right. None other than BTS. Yes. They have a song for just about everything. And the song that we're going to go out tonight is going to be BTS Lights. It's a great song. It's a beautiful romantic song. It's about love. And because this is Valentine's Day week and our anniversary, and I love you guys, I'm going to play BTS Lights. So take us home. So I'll see you guys next week. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your work week. And we'll see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Adios. Jump through the night. Every time I'm thinking about love. Every time I'm thinking about love. I got a lead that can't go to walk a kiss. I could one night. Don't go to Moki. I ain't my way to do the time. Nami cow, shinai, nami cow, at. Come on, nami cow, what's on the
I'm breaking down, so I'm not gonna get a yelling, so I'm not gonna die, you'll say, I'm gonna die, I could've. No, they call it, I'm gonna die, 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 I'm gonna